Acor is a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. We don't get involved in elections, but that doesn't mean that we're not fully aware of what the repercussions are or could be. We've looked very closely at the positions of the two major party candidates. Just to highlight, there are some very important differences. To begin with, we have the Clean Power Plan. That's the Obama administration's initiative to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, greenhouse emissions from existing fossil-fired power plants. And Hillary Clinton is fully supportive of that program, which is really important to growth post-2020 in the renewable sector. Donald Trump opposes the Clean Power Plan and, in fact, has suggested that he would abolish the Environmental Protection Agency, transition to making it a commission, but it does give pause about willingness to enforce programs like the Federal Clean Air Act that rely on EPA enforcement and that are important drivers for renewable sector growth. Another important area to mention is the Paris Agreement on climate change. Secretary Clinton has made clear that she supports the Paris Agreement and would work hard to see it implemented, carried out, and expanded. Donald Trump has indicated that he would do everything he could to cancel, back away, abolish the agreement. It's not clear what procedural route is actually available that he might use, but that's very important from the standpoint of renewable growth, not to mention the standpoint of efforts to actually rein in the emissions of the greenhouse gases that are involved in changing the planet's climate. So I think there's a big difference, and I would not be surprised if investors have been waiting on the sidelines a little bit in the run-up to this election, because I would expect that it would make a big difference to the investment climate whether we have a president who is strongly supportive of the agenda, suggesting really an inevitable transition to renewable energy, versus a candidate who is leaning strongly in a very different direction. I do think the election will have an important impact, and the way that the Clean Power Plan has played out in the courts, there is every reason to expect that the future of the Clean Power Plan will be determined by the next president,